Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. And day five of working with garlic brings me to something that I love doing all the time. But I've learned that if I do this with garlic, it's way, way better. This is my recipe for garlic scallop potatoes. Now, my biggest thing as a chef is to try to inspire every one of you to cook more at home. Stop buying pre-packaged, boxed instant potatoes or garlic potatoes, and let's do it from scratch. Let's really get our hands into it. And I don't want to say get dirty, because this is not one of those times when you would say, let's get dirty. Let's get creative. Let's have some fun. Let's get untamed. Very first thing I'm going to need is 1 pound of red potatoes. We're going to slice those very thin. If you have a mandolin slicer, this is perfect for what you're going to do. If you do not have a mandolin, don't worry about it. I just need you to be very, very careful with your knife. We're going to cut them as thin as we possibly can. If you can't cut them that thin, if you don't feel that confident, we are not trying to have anyone hurt themselves here. Cut them as thin as you think you can. But remember, the thinner, the better. What I'm going to do when I have those potatoes is I'm going to lay those flat on an oiled, I want to use like a baking, not a baking sheet, but like a nice glass baking dish to do this, because this is really, really amazing. We're going to slice them thin. We're going to shingle them across all around the bottom. And next thing I'm going to do is I'm going to add 1 cup of Spanish onion. And I want the Spanish onion to be a nice julienne, because we're going to have a nice little bite and texture to this. What we're going to add next is 1 cup, believe it or not, 1 cup of garlic paste. How do we get garlic paste? We cut our garlic so, so thin, and then we use the flat side of our knife to squish it and start squishing it. And as we start squishing it and pulling it across, it will start turning into paste. If you don't want to do this rigorous process, and don't get me wrong, it's not easy, but it's fun, you can go and buy already made garlic paste, and I promise you it'll taste exactly the same. We're going to need 4 each. Thyme and rosemary sprigs, salt and pepper. And you remember, salt and pepper is always to taste. Capital T means to taste, which is just indicating that you all have a different preference on how you like salt and pepper. As a chef, most of the time when I put salt and pepper, I have to keep adding it till I find the balance. Now, you could tell the balance when you taste something and it feels like it's missing something. It's probably salt and pepper. If it's too salty, you put too much. So just try to find that balance. Remember, a little bit at a time goes a long way. 2 cups of heavy cream is going to go into this. 1 cup of Parmesan cheese. 7 individual cheese slices go in this as well. This goes into an oven at 425 degrees for 25 minutes. And I promise you, your family will love this. I'm Albert J. Hernandez. You can call me the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.